Gino, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. How you doing, Gino?
Yeah, it's a bad joke.
Good, how you doing?
What's up, dude?
All right, so Calvin was talking about this morning, and what he said was, if you put your child out in the public eye, then it's okay. But if you don't, then obviously it's not. Kind of like how he brings his kids on to read his angry tweets. Then he thought it was okay for people to go after his kids because he put them in the limelight. Whereas Trump really didn't put his kid out there. His kid just happened to be his kid.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, I didn't really see how Donald Trump parades his kid out there. We know who his kid is because his dad's the president.
Well, are you putting your kid out there just by having him walk with
right.
you? You know,
like, what are you supposed to do? Forbid your kid from attending an inauguration because someone might say something bad about him?
No, right, and that's what I'm saying. I don't think Trump put his kid out there. His kid is just out there to no fault of his own. Whereas, like Calto was saying this morning, because he brings his kid onto the radio station to do bits, he's putting his kid out there, so now he's making it. Kind of okay. That's what he said this morning.
Well, Drew, what do you think? Because you have your son on the show. Do you feel like you're putting your son out there and he's fair game?
No, I don't think so. I disagree there. I think you owe it to yourself as an adult to not go after kids, whether they're put out there or not.
But I think that that's like an unwritten rule that you expect decent people to abide by.
Correct. And sometimes people are going to be indecent. Sometimes people are going to say crappy things to get to you. And
because they know that's your weak point.
Correct.
Right. Yeah.
You want to go after somebody, go after their kid or their wife.
Mm-hmm.
It's dirty pool, and I don't like it. But there's Mike Calter right there.
Indecent guy checking in.
What's going on, dude?
Boy, Nikki sounds terrible.
I know. She's got to stop smoking.
A couple of things I want to clear up if I can.
Please.
I was not defending the joke today. I was defending the fact that you have a woman who is hired to write jokes. Mm. That's her job.
Right.
And they fired her for writing a joke. That is what I think is wrong. That is where I defend her. The joke wasn't so great. It was good.
Right.
It was good to the point where he looks like a little, like Kevin said, a little weird kid. Anytime you look at those Columbine-looking kids, they look like little weird kids. I mean, you may not say it out loud, but he looks like a little weirdo.
However, he does.
I don't think that you should go after people's children. I never do that. I've refrained even from people who've attacked my kids. I wouldn't do it in return.
Right.
But when you're the child of the president, you are unfortunately the whole family become public figures, and it's fair game. And I don't think you should do it. I don't think you should do it. Period. But if you are the only people it's acceptable for. Are people who write goddamn jokes.
Yeah, that is true. I remember when Amy Carter was in the White House. You and I are old enough to remember that. They went after her for the way she looked. And even as a kid, I was like, well, this girl didn't ask for that. Her dad's a damn peanut farmer who turned into a president.
Yeah.
She didn't ask to be escorted.
Chelsea Clinton, Mike Myers had a handwritten an apology note to Bill Clinton because he portrayed Chelsea, where he wrote a skit that portrayed Chelsea in a bad light on Saturday Night Live, and then he felt bad about it. The point is that yes, you're digging at the bottom of the barrel when you're writing jokes about kids. But if you're a comic writer who's hired to sometimes cross that line, you have to be fearless at all times, or it's going to inhibit your creativity. And she should not have been fired for that, or suspended, or whatever it was.
Yeah, I don't know that she'll get their gig back, but time will tell. SNL does not have a lot of leeway when it comes to the president right now. So I don't know, man. It's gonna be very interesting to see how this shakes out. But I always appreciate hearing from you.
I could not call in today.
Thank you.
Like a person with a horrible addiction problem. Thank you.
Good. Hey, thank you. I'm an enabler. I appreciate the call, and I hope you always cannot not call into my show, man. Thank you.
Bye.
See ya.
By the way, I think tomorrow on Mike's show, Carmen is going to crush a watermelon between her thighs.
That's okay.
Can she?
I don't know.
And by watermelon, you mean my head?
No, I said they're doing the watermelon challenge.
Huh. Oh, man. That's some powerful thighs if she can pull that off.
I know.
Man, I want to see that. Yeah. Bone TV better be working by then.
Yeah, Calta sent me a text. He said, I'm trying so hard not to call in. I said, why? Call in.
Never try not to call in. I mean, that goes for Mike, not the rest of you. Ashley, what's up? Drew Garabo Live says, okay or not okay to go after a little kid?
Well, it's okay because since I've been watching, you know, politics, I mean, they started with Amy Carter. They busted on the Clinton kids. They tore up the Bush girls. I mean, if you're part of the political party and they're going to put you on stage, it's not always super right, but it's just going to happen.
That doesn't mean it's okay, though, does it? They're not putting you on stage. You're part of the first family, whether it's Sasha, Malia, whether it's Chelsea or Amy Carter or any of the past.
And they tear them all up. Like, if I were a celebrity and I had children, I would expect, you know, if I named my child, for instance, Apple, like they did, I would expect people to like be like, you know, just tear me and my kid up for being called Apple. It's just, once you're put in the public eye, it's just going to happen. And so I think she should have been fired. Man, the second I saw that, and I'm an avid SNL listener, I'm like, oh, that chick just sold her job. She just wrote herself off the paper. I knew she was going to get fired for it.
Chick. Yeah, she'll probably can. I don't buy into your, you should be able to make fun of kids because of the names that their parents give them because they're famous. I think that's somewhat distasteful, but you do you. If it makes you feel better to lambaste a kid because of the unfortunate. You do.
I don't. I really don't. But I mean, as a comedian, as a comedian in my own right, I don't ever attack children because I have my own. But, you know, it's going to happen.
Can you give us some of your comedy, please? I'd love to hear what you find funny.
I'm not on the spot, man. I'm not going to be party. I'm not going to chastise that by you guys. Have a good day.
Smart lady.
Hey, what if the kid does something stupid?
Like what?
Okay, what if he's standing there doing the inauguration parade, right? And then he just moons everybody.
Then you can make fun of him.
He's 10.
What if he picks his nose and eats it?
Something like that.
What if Barron Trump, as his dad's being inaugurated, goes digging for gold, and right when he's on camera, he eats a booger?
A booger joke is a lot different than insinuating he's going to kill his family.
That's even more of an indication that he's going to kill someone.
Yeah, booger eaters are always the school shooters.
Dude, I've been a long time booger eater. Yeah.
What?
I mean, I'm not ashamed to... I'm not ashamed.
You're still in the game?
Not regularly, but if something happens.
Hold on one second.
You know, and I'm going to say, he tried to shake my hand last night when I was leaving, and I said I'd rather do a fist bump, and then we shook, and now I mean,
if you all want to put yourself on pedestals and live in this fantasy world where you don't occasionally eat a booger, that's fine.
Okay, I have a lot of shortcomings, but I've never eaten a booger.
Same.
Dude.
I am a flawed human being.
You've never eaten a booger in your life?
Never, not since I was 8.
Okay, thank you.
Not since I was 8.
I don't believe it.
Seth?
No. Why would I eat a booger? I know what they taste like. They're gross.
I would admit to that.
Yeah. What grown man eats boogers?
I'm not saying it's like a thing that I like to do or that I seek out to do. I'm just saying, if there is a, if something comes about.
Yeah, I don't believe
you're gross. You're just trolling, right?
I mean, it's like I said, it's not something I'm passionate about.
Pick your nose and eat a booger right now.
I don't know if I have one in there.
You know, now when we're interviewing people for this spot, we have to see if they eat.
I mean, do you really want me to?
No.
Okay, good.
I mean, yes, I would like to see it.
I don't seem to have anything in there.
I would just like to see it. Stop it, man. You don't eat boogers.
You're not a booger eater. You're just saying that for shock jock. Shock jock.
I mean, I think I'm being a voice of reason.
I mean, I pick it. We all pick it.
And then maybe you just kind of like nibble on your finger a little
bit. No, I flick it out the window like a normal G-damn human being. It's disgusting.
It's part of your... Okay, let me explain this to you. If you go through your nose and you just inhale through your nose real quick, all the stuff that's in your nose is now in your mouth. It's in the back of your throat.
Not the same.
It's not the same. Hawking a loogie is not the same thing as deliberately eating a booger.
But you're still putting your own, you know... mucus into your mouth.
When's the last time you actively ate a booger?
It's not
this year.
Probably.
You've eaten a booger in 2017.
Well, 2017, that's a little risky because we're just a few weeks in.
Disgusting, man.
But within a year, probably.
Within 365 days, you've consumed a booger. You have extracted a booger from your nasal cavity, pulled it out, and then consumed it.
If you're forcing me to give you an answer, I'm going to say probably.
What else are you doing?
You spit or swallow?
Do you eat the dry skin off your heels?
That's fettuccine.
My dad did that growing up, and I don't know.
I'll smell my belly button sometimes.
What do you mean
sometimes?
You don't know?
I mean, that's gross, so I don't really want to admit that, but there's something intriguing about it.
You know when your belly button smells funny? Like you just you go like...
That's not funny. That's...
Oh, what?
I mean, it doesn't smell funny. That's
right, a little funky.
So,
funky,
I mean, in the scope of gross things,
sometimes
you sticking
I fart
your,
in my hand and smell it.
How is that not grosser than eating a booger? That's your butt. That's your... BH. That's where poop comes from.
I know.
You can't help but smell a fart. Yeah.
Okay. And I can't help but eat a booger sometimes.
Eating a booger is going for it, looking at it, and then eating.
Yeah. That's
premeditation.
Yeah.
By the way, C4 Benefits Group with the tweet of the day. Eating boogers as an adult is still less embarrassing than claiming Titanic is the best film ever made.
Oh, man. That might be true.
Wow. That took a weird turn down a nasal cavity.
I don't feel well.
I mean, sometimes I will marvel at the size of a stalagmite.
It's not that big of a deal.
It is a big deal.
Yeah, it is, dude. Yeah. It is. It is.
It's a big deal.
It's okay. We still love you and accept you, but that's a big thing for an adult to do.
It's not a big... No, it's a big
the
thing.
The first step to solving your problem is admitting you have
it's
one.
It's a big
You've
thing
got a booger
for me
problem.
To say it, because you all can pretend like you live in this, you know, in this glass house.
You know, you're not doing much for wrestling fans talking about sitting around watching Titanic and eating your booger.
You're saying it's like most people eat boogers.
You're saying most. It's our secret shame?
I think probably more people than would like to admit eat a booger from time to time.
No way.
I'm not willing to do that, phoner. It starts and ends with John.
I'm not trying to start it. I'm just saying I'm a breath of fresh air is what I am. I'm letting people know the truth.
That breath ain't fresh eating them boogers.
You're a booger eater, dude. You're not a breath of fresh air. You're a booger eater. That's all you're ever going to be from now on to me is a booger eater.
Booger John.
Can you go in timeout for the rest of the show?
Yeah, for sure.
All right, man.
727-579-1025.
All right, TM Pals here.
Let me take one more call. I got to cleanse my palate. Johnny, this is the intermezzo to the booger eating conversation. Johnny, okay or not okay for an SNL writer to go after Barron Trump?
I think it's okay.
It's okay.
Tell me why.
But I have three kids of my own. Let me preface with this, okay? Right. Or preface it saying that. Sorry, I said the wrong word. Mm. But I think that when your children of that age are exposed to social media and the trolls and subhumans, as you like to say so much,
I don't think it's
that steadily, you know, haunt those places, I think your kids are going to be open up to seeing stuff like that. Mm. But I also have grown up, or my kids have grown up with me teaching them that people are going to talk about them no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think necessarily her joke was in there. It was a poor taste of joke, because you don't want to talk about someone shooting anybody or a kid shooting themselves, whatever she meant by it.
Right.
But I think when you're in the public spotlight, people are going to talk about you no matter what. And so I think for me and him being out there, I think it's just kind of, you know, it comes with the territory.
Attitudes like that is why, that's why that keeps happening. And it's up to civilized and decent human beings to say you shouldn't accept it just because it happens. Racial jokes kept on for years because people said, well, it's just the way things are. When, you know, it's not necessarily okay to say certain things about certain races. So I think it is the duty of good, common sense people to say, you know, that's not okay. Just like eating boogers. I don't really believe it. You don't really believe that he's a booger eater, right?
I mean, you're making it sound like it's what I do, like it's my passion in life. I'm just saying
sound pretty passionate about it.
Yeah, dude.
I'm passionate about defending myself because I've been painted into the corner as some disgusting booger eating freak.
This is the same. The same tone he had when him and SBK were getting into it.
It's the exact same thing.
It's the same exact
because
way.
Just like that, I was being painted into a corner that I didn't belong to.
You're
be
a booger eater, bro.
Yeah,
there's a gray
What's
area.
What's wrong about that statement?
Right. There's a gray area.
There's no gray. It's
between
green.
Being a booger eater and somebody who might occasionally indulge in a booger.
Hey, you have your facts. We have our facts.
All right, let me ask you this: if you put one, you know what, in your mouth, are you gay?
I haven't done that.
But if you do, are you gay? Are you a sea sucker your whole life?
No, you can experiment.
But you've asked to see.
And
so you're a sea sucker.
To you.
Well, to most people, they would say, hey,
and
no.
And to the guy you did it to.
Well, yeah. Too, and probably, hopefully,
you
a good
paint
one.
With a broad brush.
Well, I'm just saying, once you do that, you're a sea sucker. Whether that's good or bad, whatever, you're a sea sucker.
So you said that you've eaten a booger in your life.
But I stopped. I'm a reformed.
But you're still a booger eater.
I'm a reformed booger eater.
He was a kid.
Like two.
Yeah. I'm 42 years clean.
You guys are making a big deal out of nothing.
TM Powell is here. We're going to bring him in. And
this is why Samoa Joe's not going to follow you on Twitter, John.
I'm real.
You are a little too real, my friend.